Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast. My name is Joey Kinney. I am your host. There's really no one else. It's just me. So you're stuck with me. I hope you're doing very well. I want to start off this podcast by telling you that I started a new channel. And I just want to give a little bit of background on it, and then we'll hop into what I really want to talk about. But I started a new channel, and it's called With Love J. And the reason why I started this channel is because I've been making YouTube videos for around 9 years now. And I all started this on a YouTube channel called Joey Kidney. And then I hopped on a bunch of collab channels, really trying to grow my one brand, Joey Kidney. And it did well. It did well for about 5 years. And then the last 3 years or so, it became something that I really wasn't happy to post on. It really dwelled on me. YouTube started to really like beat down on what they put ads on videos, what they monetize, what they push forward, what they recommended to people. And I started making more videos on mental health, and they actually just didn't like that. And so I stopped getting pushed out. I stopped getting paid and everything. And it was my full-time job at the time. And I would wake up every single day hating what I usually love to do. Right, I used to love to make YouTube videos, and then because my stuff wasn't getting seen, it really crushed my passion for it, and my channel slowly just died and died and died and died. And I wake up every single day, and I was like, oh my god, I really want to like make an amazing video, and I work so hard, weeks and weeks and weeks on a video, and then it just didn't do well because YouTube doesn't like my channel, and it just made me so upset. And so this year I wanted to start completely brand new. I started a channel for my dog as well, and that did really well this year. And it just proved to me that, you know, when even small or big, you're able to do something no matter what. And so I just wanted to start on a fresh, clean slate. And it's called With Love J. If you search it up, my first ever video is called Change is Scary, but Regret is Worse. And so if you search that up, you can watch it. And it would mean the world if you could subscribe if you're listening to this. And everything. I know this is a big blab, and you're probably like, oh my god, Joey, shut up. But I don't know, I'm really happy to get it going and get started. But I really wanted to touch on what... Hold on, actually, let me get the book. One sec. Wait, no, I have the book. It's on my iPad. It's right here. I've been reading a lot lately, okay? This is something that Joey does not do. I grew up... Well, I mean, I still have ADHD, as you can clearly friggin' tell if you're watching the video on either YouTube or Instagram TV. I have crazy ADHD, right? I'm constantly looking at other stuff. I'm barely looking at the camera. I'm always feeling I need to go do something. I forget, like, I go to take out the trash, and then I see, like, something that needs to go in the trash, and I pick it up, and then I'm like, oh, where's this thing? Well, and then I go to the dishwasher. I'm like, oh, I should do the dishwasher. And next thing you know, the entire day, my trash is still sitting at the front door because I didn't take it out. And so this happens so often. And so sitting down to read a book is very difficult for me, and I'm sure it's difficult for a lot of you. But I really like what I've been doing lately is I'll sit down and I'll almost set a timer for myself. It doesn't have to be a physical timer, but I'll set a timer to kind of in my head to be like, okay, we're going to read this many chapters or this many pages. And once we get bored, you know, let yourself go. I think when we really strain ourselves on doing something, it seems like a job or it seems like a homework in school, and we just end up not doing it, not feeling like we love to do it or anything like that. So I sat down. And my therapist actually recommended this book. I use BetterHelp, which is an online service for therapy. My therapist is named Catherine. She's amazing, and she helps me out a lot. And she recommended this book, and it's called The Empath Survival Guide, Life Strategies for Sensitive People. And I was like, okay, what is empath? What is empathy? And empathy, I'm going to explain it to you. I've explained it in the podcast before. I've looked it up. I've searched it up. I've read this specific definition. Do you ever feel tired, right? Do you ever feel exhausted when you walk in a room or when you're hanging out with your friend and you're figuring out why? Like, why do I immediately feel drained? Or you're spending too much time, or you're around animals that are stressed and you feel exactly just exhausted and tired. It's probably because you're an empath. Empaths can feel, this sounds so sorcerous, it sounds like Harry Potter, but you can feel things that other people are feeling. You can really embrace their thoughts and you can take it on emotionally or you can take it on physically. Right? So when you walk in a room and your friend, you ask your friend, hey man, how's your day going? And they're like, oh, it's going good. But deep down, you can feel that something's bothering them. You can feel the weight gets pushed onto you that they're going through something. And this sounds so heebie-jeebie, like, oh my God, what is this? This is some spiritual shit, right? I thought so too. And then I started reading. It does get a little spiritual, and I can't say that I necessarily agree with the spirituality of it all. I think that's just too out of my mind for me. And that's okay. You don't have to agree with everything about every single thing, right? Like people who are religious feel like, some people feel like they have to follow every single thing to live their life. Listen, you can follow things however you want. If it's improving your life in certain ways and some things don't work for you, then follow the things that do. Like if you love this person's music, you can listen to their music without supporting who they are and believing in them, right? And that's okay. If you like their shit, listen to it. Same thing, okay? I'm not here to tell you you're a bad person or anything like that. I'm just telling you can do what you want and you can follow what you want, and how you work is important to you, and no one else can say anything else. And especially on this podcast, we are all free to be however we want to feel and be. And so an empath, they can feel certain things from other people. And I found that really interesting. It really helped describe me. I would always, when my girlfriend and I were going through a tough time, I'll be honest with you, when we were going through a tough time, I would always ask her like how she's feeling. And she would say she's good. And you know, when she says she's fine, but she's not really fine. I can feel it. I could feel that she's not fine. I can feel her emotion. I can feel her fear or her anxiety. I can feel it all. And I was like, that would always get me so tired and so sad and so beat up. And I was really wondering why. And I started reading this book and it really explained all of it. So if you ever feel like the way I'm describing, then this might be the book for you. And I honestly just downloaded it on Kindle. I read it on my iPad. And this is not a promo for the book or anything like that. But if you're really interested in it, I would really suggest it. So I want to take a quiz with you guys. And this is kind of like a virtual quiz. So sorry, Frankie's making some noise, which is my dog, because I think he's feeling a little sick. And so he's pacing and he can't get comfy. Franks, go in your bed. Go in bed. So let's talk about it. Am I a physical and an emotional empath? Let's do physical first. Okay. I'm going to ask you a couple questions and let's see what you answer. Right. So this is am I a physical empath? Have you ever sat next to someone in pain and started to feel the pain too? Do I get physically ill in crowds? Have I been called a hypochondriac? I cannot say that word. Why can't I say that word? But know my symptoms are real? Do I react to other people's stress by developing a physical symptom in my own body? Do I get energized by some people and depleted by others? So for example, if somebody walks in the room and they're really excited and energetic, do you take on that energy from them? Or if they walk in the room and they're super excited or energetic and you get sad by them? Or if they walk in the room and they're really sad, you get depleted by them? Something like that. Do I frequently go to the doctors without getting treatments that help? Am I chronically fatigued? Or do I have mysterious and unexplained ailments? I don't even know that word. I'm going to be honest with you. Some of the words that I read, I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? It sounds so stupid, but hey, we're not all smart. Do I often feel exhausted by crowds, preferring to stay home? And last one, is my body sensitive to sugar, alcohol, and processed foods? Did you answer any yes or no to that? Or do you really relate to any of those questions? Answer, let me know. And so let's move on to the next one, which is, am I emotional empath? Do I pick up other people's emotions, such as anxiety, anger, or frustration? Do I get emotional hangover after an argument or conflict? So like if you're arguing with somebody, do you basically get so tired all you want to do is sleep and you have a headache and blah, you feel hungover? Do I feel depressed or anxious in crowds? Do I want to fix people and take away their stress? Is it hard to distinguish other people's emotions from my own? Do I care so much about others that I neglect my own needs? Do I overeat to cope with difficult people or emotional stress? Do I experience mood swings from sugar, carbohydrates, or other specific foods? And then it goes, here's how to interpret these self-assessments. One to two yeses in a category indicate that you're partially that type of empath. 3 to 4 yeses indicate that you are moderately that type of empath. And 5 or more yeses indicate... This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
That you are definitely that type of empath. So I found that me personally, and if you're listening or watching or whatever, please comment down below or DM me. What empath are you? If you are one, if you're not one, I have yet to find somebody who can't relate to any of them. Which is really interesting. If you don't relate to any of these questions and you answer no to all of them, I'd be really interested in talking with you and even just like getting your insight on this all. But let me know. DM me. Are you an emotional empath or a physical empath? I'm very, very curious. And then the last thing that it says is discovering that you are a physical or emotional empath or both is important knowledge about yourself and how to cope with the world. You're not crazy. You are a sensitive person with a gift, and you must develop and successfully manage. And that's what this book did for me. It really helped me slow down and realize what I've been going through and how I deal with things and how I process everything. For example, one thing that I always didn't understand is I get really stressed out when through dogs, through animals. Right. So I have Frankie and I can feel, I know when he's not feeling well, right? Because I can actually feel it. I can feel his sadness. I can feel everything. I feel everything that he's going through. And so my girlfriend has a dog and she was, this dog is 4 years old and she was adopted and she comes with a lot of stress. She comes with a lot of, scared of a lot of things. She's very timid and she's very nervous all the time. And there's so many times where I'll be around the dog and I'm like, I feel so anxious. Like I don't understand it. We're all sitting down to watch a movie, but it's thundering. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm not scared of thunder, but why do I feel scared of thunder? It's because she's scared of thunder. And I can feel it. I can feel it everywhere in my body. It's not anger. It's almost frustration that I can't help. And it really ate away at me. And then I started reading this book and I started reading more on empathy. And I was like, whoa. Maybe this is why I can relate so well to dogs. And I found that really, really interesting. And so I've been working very, very closely with her. I know this is crazy because it's a dog. Listen, I'm not a dog whisperer or anything like that, but I've been working very closely with her to try to better understand her and myself and everything. And I think it's really, really interesting. I found there's so many times where I come home and I'm just tired. I'm exhausted. And lately, I've been feeling very tired. Around 4 p.m., I've been feeling tired. And combining empathy and seasonal depression and blue light and everything, like blue hour is insane in Ottawa right now. Like today's the most gray day I've ever seen. And then once it hits like 3 p.m., everything gets blue because the sun goes down and it's really, really hard to live. And I get tired. I find I can almost sleep at like 4 p.m., which is insane. Listen. Things are starting to sag. I'm starting to get some eye bags, but I'm not 80 years old, okay? I understand that I like to eat at 4 p.m. sometimes, but I'm not dying yet. Maybe I am. Maybe this is a sign. Maybe I'm feeling empathy for my own body.
But truly, it didn't add up to me. And then I realized that there's also things, I forget what they call it, but you can feel, you can be like an earth empath, where you can feel the earth and what it's going through and everything like that. And that's something that I couldn't really relate to. But now that I'm thinking about it more, maybe it's something that I can understand a little bit more. And so there's a lot of tips to deal with empathy, and maybe we can touch on that in another podcast. But I think this is really interesting, because I basically need to search through the chapters to find like the perfect one, because my iPad is broken. Because there's a lot in here that I think we can talk about and we can touch on. And it's something that really intrigued me. It's something that really opened up my eyes, and it's crazy. Like, I'll go outside and I feel depressed. If you know me very well and you've been following me for a while, you understand that my happiest time ever when I was in Miami. I talk about this a lot. I was in Miami. And I remember this morning vividly. I woke up. I took a shower. I dried off properly. Like, everything was dry. Guys have more body hair. Guys will understand that. Girls might not understand that. But everything was dry. I put on my socks. They were dry. Everything was dry. Everything felt good on my body. I walked outside. It was Miami. It's nice and warm. It was perfect. I went. I got a nice coffee. And I was really happy. And I constantly think about that memory. And I'm like, why? What about that made me so happy? It wasn't just because I was dried off from a nice shower and it was warm outside and I got a nice coffee. No, it wasn't that. It was that the people who I was around were also happy. And I think about the times here in the winter, right? When I walk outside, like on a day like today, where it's really gloomy and it's really gray and everyone's depressed. Everyone's walking around with their head low, trying not to get wet, trying to stay warm. And I feel it. I feel every single person I pass, I feel their anger at the world. I feel their depression. I feel everything. And I come back home and I feel like I need to sleep. And I'm like, why? I went for a walk. I can run a marathon, but I go for a walk and I come back home and I'm exhausted. And so it's kind of answering my own questions of why am I so tired at 4 p.m. And it's because everyone else is. So when we surround ourselves by people who are positive or negative, that's a lot that we take in on ourselves, whether you're an empath or not. I think this just goes to show, it kind of makes a full circle on what we've been talking about, is that we can be physical and emotional empath, but the people that we surround ourselves with are people that are really going to have an impact on our lives and who we are. I'm not saying to go hang around like the happiest person in the whole entire world, because they're not gonna hit home for you when you need to talk about something that's really real to you. But I think hanging around people who are just positive and like to self-care and take care of themselves and explore their mind rather than run away from it, I think that's really important. And that's what we're here to do on this podcast, right? That's what we're here to do. And so I saw this one on TikTok. And maybe I can quickly find it. But basically it was about them feeling, hold on, I think I can find it pretty quickly. Okay, maybe I can't find it. I feel so stupid if I can't find this. Anyways, it was them talking about how they felt and how everybody wanted them to feel, right? Like, we live in this world, and I relate to this a lot. I'll explain to you what TikTok is. I'm going all over the place. Basically, they explained how they would always feel everything. They would just be like an emotional addict, and they would feel everything for everybody else. And their boyfriend was telling them that they need to stop doing that, and they need to stop being a child and everything like that. And I never understood. I never understood that. I was always get told that, like, but never in that kind of way. We all know I don't really cry much, and that's really weird, and I'm still working on it. But I would always have an answer to every single person's question about anything that they're relating to in life and having troubles with and everything like that. And I never understood how I could answer every question. And I think it's because when they're asking me the question, I can feel through their words, through their posture, through everything. I could feel their weight. I could feel what they needed to release and everything. And in this girl's TikTok, she's saying that she needed to change for the world to be accepted, and she needed to be this dry, emotionless human being to walk this earth. And that's just so invalid. If you're an empath, or if you feel feelings for anybody, and you can understand how people, what people are going through without even having them to talk to you, I think that's a freaking superpower. I think you're amazing. I think you're so strong. And I think if you're relating to any of this podcast and you're still listening, I think that's fucking amazing. I think that's awesome, right? I just think it's so cool. I think this fires me up, how empathy is so interesting. And I would love to talk more about it. And if you're interested in it, please let me know. Like, please hit me up on like Instagram or anything and be like, hey, Joey, like, let's talk more about empathy. I think it's really, really cool. And maybe I can make a new video about it on my new main channel, which is crazy. But I think that's about it for today. So let me know. Are you a emotional or physical empath? I'm very, very curious. I also feel weird about saying the word empath. I think it's spelt weird. I think it's like, I don't know, empathy. It's just like, it doesn't work in my mind. Anyways, that's a little ADHD thought for you. But thank you guys very much for listening to the podcast, which is crazy. The amount of support on it recently has been amazing. We're almost at like 500,000 listens in the past few months. And that's just, thank you guys so much. Thank you for sharing. And if you want to share this podcast, make sure you tag me when you do. Stay you, stay beautiful, and with love, Jay. I'll talk to you guys next time on Hoppy Time, the Happy Times podcast. Okay, peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.